Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Welcome to Buckets in the 503. I'm your host, Nawan Thompson. And today we're talking about the PIL, one of the most historic and unpredictable leagues in Oregon. I'm here with my co-host, Curtis Williams.
Welcome back. As we're gearing up for this week's actions of games, we're going to break down the PIL league this year. The PILs, think of the most teams in their league in the state for 6A. There's nine teams in the PIL, and we're going to break them down from 1 to 9. These are the Prep Hoops preseason predictions. Once again, not the Curtis and A1 predictions, but the Prep Hoops predictions. And we also have here today to break down the PIL rosters, Jed Todd.
Yeah, glad to be with you guys again on this podcast. PIL, you know, it's really interesting. I think most people would say it's kind of a down year overall in terms of strength in terms at the state level, but it's going to be extremely competitive within the league. And also too, it's going to bide well for the future because it's a ton of really young players that are going to get a lot of experience this year, and you'll see the PIL rise up to the top once again starting after this season.
This year the PIL looks a lot different. You know, they lost a lot of their all-league players going to other schools, and it's a very young league. You know, a lot of good freshmen, a lot of good sophomores in here, but very inexperienced group. But they are looking to make a name for themselves, and they can shock anybody because, you know, what you don't know can't kill you. So, you know, they can go out there and do some damage out there. So coming in at number one is the Benson Astros, led by, you know, their dynamic and the only returning first team all PIL guy, Dash. Jed, go ahead and talk a little bit about Benson.
Yeah, you mentioned they've got the only returning first team all league player in Dash Asselar, and it's also a squad that pretty much brings back everybody from last year. Still relatively young, Dash as a senior, and you also have Rashad Hudson and Dalen McKelvey as juniors, but the core of the really top performers after Dash is, sophomores, guys who were freshmen last year playing their very first year. And I think they've got a great and a couple of great bookend forwards in Malu Nico and J.P. Patton Parnell. Both had tremendous freshman campaigns and ready to add on to their sophomore seasons. And then they also add the real wild card is the number two ranked player in the class of 2029 right now is Kendall Hopkins McLaughlin. Super talented scorer, can really light it up. He came to our freshman showcase and just scored bucket after bucket. He's a lefty, really tough to match up with, really athletic. I think Benson, based on the number of guys they've got back, number of significant guys they got back with Dash Asselar's number, only first teamer back, they seem like the pick to finish first in the PIL.
These are not to sound biased, but obviously I'm assistant coach at Benson with the head coach Earl Clark being the coach that's been in the PIL the longest. He's going into his 12th year. I think the coaching experience and this being his best group, I think that gives him an advantage. And then also playing experience is a huge. I mean, playing at the varsity level is a lot different than playing AU basketball or freshman or JV. And us with us having the most experience coming back gets a little bit of advantage, but we're still young. The whole league's long. I mean, I think by next year, as long as everybody doesn't come get the kids out the PIL again, I could see the PIL being the toughest league in the state. As you can see, as we go over all these teams, a number of these teams have a lot of freshmen, sophomores that are starting on varsity, and if that keeps up, I mean, probably going to be the toughest league back, being the toughest league again in the state. I'm really excited about this team. We open up with Mountainside and then Sherwood, and then we're in the Capital City Classic. We get to play against a team from Arizona with the Duke commit. What a welcome us to the Capital City Classic. And so, Yeah, just exciting group to be around. Kids that love to be in the gym. I mean, we did our trials at 6 a.m. and I got kids begging me to be in the gym every single day before school, after school. And so it's just a good group to be around that all loves each other, that all lives and dies basketball. They all play AU year round. And so we just got a great group of kids and I'm looking forward to the season. So we'll see how it plays out. But I mean, I think the PI is going to be a lot better than people think this year.
Vincent is definitely looks like the front runner over there in the PIL. You know, they return all their starters, strong returning core, and they're still young. You know, they did make that little bit of playoff run, got to the second round, losing to West Salem in the first round, excuse me. And so, you know, I think, you know, those type of losses help build character going to the next season, and returning everybody back is huge for a team trying to make that push. And so I look forward to seeing them. You know, they have a great culture over there, a lot of athletic guards out there and high defensive upside. And so we look forward to see them win their league outright this year for the PIL. And then coming in at number two, we have Grant right on Benson's heels for that top spot in the PIL. Jay, go ahead and talk a little bit about Grant.
Yeah, Grant, of course, is led by third-year head coach now, Sean Brownhill. They lost a lot of guys over the offseason transfer, including first-teamer and Keon Gates, but there's a lot of guys back. They just happen to be really, really young. You're talking about a starting lineup that's going to have four sophomores and one freshman, most likely. But they're extremely talented. You know, a couple of the guys who are back from last year's varsity squad are Malik Mason and Jacob Harper-Grant, two guys who averaged between, I think, 6 and 8 points or 9 points last year. And they're bound to see their averages increase. They're both really versatile players who can play multiple positions on both ends. And then, you know, they brought in a transfer point guard, Jalen Mills, from Central Catholic. He doesn't have any varsity experience, but, you know, he played a deep program at Central Catholic, and he'll be ready to step into the reins. And they also have one of the more dynamic freshmen who's going to be starting, and that's Abraham Kogan, who's a 6'5 guy. People who follow social media probably seen all sorts of his dunks from AAU ball with the Mike James Elite squad. But yeah, he's going to be a pivotal player. And then a late transfer they got was Jamarie Sanders from Roosevelt, a 6'3", 6'4", kid who's super, super long, can really get out on the break and finish. He's a really key addition. I think that's probably the addition that has Grant that locks him in at the number two spot and makes them a threat to even possibly challenge for number one.
Yeah, a ton of respect from Grant. I mean, Sean Brownhill comes from the Benson coaching tree, and so he's going to have his guys ready. Definitely dynamic athletes. I could see them being one of the preseason top five teams in the state a year from now. But, you know, as the year goes on, they'll get better as they get more experience, as the whole league really is young, but they're at the top of it with four sophomores and a freshman starting. And so I think Jalen Mills is a wild card. He got a little bit of varsity time last year at Central Catholic towards the end. He was swinging as a freshman, but obviously that's a deep program. And so they just have a lot of long athletes, and they'll get a chance to play in the Les Schwab this year. So a lot of people get a chance to see them play on the main stage. And so it'll be a tough team to game plan against.
No, definitely. They're another very young team, just like Benson, only this team, you know, they lost some guys to some transfers. But I think, you know, Jacob Harper-Grant is ready to step into that role of leadership for them, being a big-time guard for them. And then Malik Mason as well. I think those two right there, you know, winning at the buzzer last year at Mountainside, having those type of experiences as a freshman are, you know, huge for them and their growth. And so I look for their coach, Sean Brownhill, to take them to the next level of growth for that group. And then coming in at number three in the PIL, a little sleeper team, Wells, led by their dynamic big man, Muhammad Carter. Jay, talk a little bit about Wells and what you see from them.
Yeah, Wells led by second-year head coach Mac Trezise. He's built a new culture there at Wells. I got a chance to visit with Max and his staff and see the team this fall. You've got what you got is a pretty good balance of athleticism and skill with the squad. You mentioned Mohamed Carter. He is like the X factor in the entire PAL because when Mohamed comes to play, he's just going to be unstoppable. He's going to be like 25 points, 15 rebounds. I mean, he's got that potential to do that. It's the big question is if that comes out. But because of his presence on both ends of the floor, so as a shot blocker, and then younger brother Sufyan will be playing varsity this year. Another guy that is going to make a lot of waves, I think, is Blake Carman, lefty shooter, who really opened some eyes and turned some heads this summer with his play. And then they've got a bunch of other guys who are kind of role guys that'll kind of fill in the spots. But like I mentioned, Max Trezise is kind of changing the culture there a little bit. And I feel like they're a bit of a sleeper team and thought they'd slot them in right there at number three.
Yeah, Wells definitely has a balanced, experienced team. They have a lot of guys back from last year. You got Ahmad, too. The lefty point guard is definitely poised. And saw him play against Central Catholic this summer, and he had like 20 points and was controlling the pace versus a dynamic Central Catholic team. And then Blake, I mean, Blake's probably probably the best top two shooters in the PIO, him and Dash, one of the best shooters in the state. Lefty played with us at the Cascade Kings this summer. I mean, he could really shoot it. So I love his game. But like you said, Mohamed is the X factor. I mean, you could see Mohamed getting player in the league, and you could see him getting second team or something, anywhere from there. Right? He was second team all league last year, but as he goes, that team's going to go. And then his little brother is not to be slept on, a dynamic defender, a smaller version of Mohamed, 6'1", but great point guard, combo guard. I think they nab him as their best defender, so they usually put him on the best guard on the other team. And so Wells is doing big things. I know they're confident this year they'll open up the season versus Southridge in the Southridge tournament, and so we'll see how they look.
Yeah, Wells is one of those teams that, has a wealth of talent. They have the big, they have the shooter, they have some point guards, and it's just a matter of can they put that all together. We talk about Mohamed Carter and his potential, probably the top prospect if you're just looking at potential alone in the state of Oregon. He's 6'7", 6'8", and athletic at the same time, can block shots, rebound, working on his jumper. He can do a little bit of everything. So he's one of those guys that if he comes ready to play, he can do some serious damage. And then when you add someone like Blake Carman being able to shoot it from the outside the way that he can, man, that's a great 1-2 combo to have. And so, I think, just not having that veteran leadership on that team is going to hurt them a little bit. But they do have the talent to go ahead and rise up and be, a contender to be the number one team in the PIL. And then coming in at number four, we have the demos of Jefferson. Jay, talk about Jefferson and Rob Smaller's team over there.
That's right. Rob Smaller coming into his second year there at Jefferson, establishing his style of play and his culture there at the famed Democrats program, which we've all come to know, trying to get them back to the powerhouse they have been under back in the day, Marshall Haskins and Pat Strickland. But yeah, he's got a really good group of guys coming back. It's going to be bolstered by some newcomers, specifically KJ, which is Khalil Jackson, who's coming in from the Rosemary Anderson Prep School. Really physical, athletic guard who can go in there and dunk it on your head or really create from the outside for his teammates. He's a potential first team all-leaguer as a freshman. I mean, as a newcomer to the league. And then, him and Victor Jackson form probably one of the more dynamic backcourts. Victor can really score the ball from just about anywhere, and he's ready to fire away once he gets on the court. So those two guys, they've got some more role guys down underneath, and I think they're just going to be kind of getting closer to the old Jeff, the really athletic teams that really get up and down the floor, really play some pressure defense, and I think with Coach Smaller, they're going to be really well coached.
Yeah, Jeff, I saw him, know a couple of those guys. KJ is definitely a huge addition to Jeff right now. I mean, dynamic athlete, great defender, looks like a running back coming down the lane. So you could definitely see him being one of the top scorers in the PIO, if not the state. And then Victor Jackson, same thing. I mean, got a lot of heart, plays hard. Definitely had some big games as a freshman last year, so he had a full year under his belt coming in. And then they have a couple young freshman kids that play for Mike James Elite. You got Mike Lee's nephew, John Lee. And then you got a couple other guys in there. You got Q Gresham coming back as their inside presence. And so it's definitely going to be a scrappy team, rough team to contend with this year.
No, definitely. Rob Small is definitely going to have that group ready to go. You know, he's one of the better trainers out there. And, you know, when you have a guy, a dynamic scorer like Victor Jackson, you're always going to be in the game. You know, the guy's very slithery, can get to any spot he wants to on the court, and just has a knack for scoring. And then you add someone like KJ coming over from the prep school, a veteran to the game but new to Jefferson. I think he's going to help them tremendously take a next step into getting that road back to where they used to be and being that dynamic force throughout the state. So look out for Jefferson as they're on the rise. And then coming in at number five, we have Lincoln Cardinals at number five. Jared, why would you have Lincoln at number five?
You know, quite honestly, Lincoln, if people look at it, right, the last season was a really tough year under former head coach Heather Seeley Roberts. There are just a lot of things going on outside of basketball with the program, but it's a fresh new slate. They've got a new head coach of Kalen Walling, who's ready to come in and take on all comers. Really energetic guy, and I think he's going to revive kind of what's going on. Now, a big thing about last year's team is they didn't have Miles Novi-Hedelsi. He's a 6'6", really strong, physical, athletic kid.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Made a huge difference on last year's team. He is back. He's healthy. He is a potential first team all-league kind of guy who's going to put up big time numbers for Lincoln. And they also had a whole bunch of guys coming back who are just these classic high school players that are coachable, play hard, defend hard. Some guys that come to mind are Ryan Reynolds, Kai Lindsey at point guard, Thomas Carney. So these are guys who played significant minutes, have put up some big games, who are ready to just come in and play some great team basketball. But, you know, Miles Novi-Hedelsi will be the centerpiece for that Cardinals team.
Huge missing piece from last year's Lincoln team. Miles, I think he was a preseason prediction for first team all-league last year. So you could definitely see him getting a first team all-league and then possibly even PIL player of the year this year. That's a huge, huge piece. I saw him play in the fall versus Clackamas, I think, and he might have had like 30 with like five or six dunks. I mean, he's one of the better leapers in the state. He's going to be a huge X factor. I mean, there's not really very many people that can guard him in the state, let alone the PIL. And so, I could definitely see that happening this year at the 4 or 5 spot.
Yeah, Lincoln's definitely going to be a sleeper with Miles there. You know, a 6'6 athlete. You know, there's not many guys that big, that strong, and that can get up like that in the PIL. And you add on the fact that he is a senior this year, not too many seniors in the PIL. I think it's just him and Dash looking, you know, for that PIL Player of the Year candidate as seniors over there. And so I'm looking for him to have a big year. He's going to be a matchup nightmare in the PIL. There's not that much size or just, you know, that man strength that you put on as you get older. And so it's going to be fun to watch those guys play and watch them rebuild that program over there. And then coming in at number six, we have Roosevelt. Talk a little about Roosevelt and the Rough Riders coming in at number six.
Yeah, Rough Riders led by head coach Jamar Lawson. It was just 2 years ago. They were in the state championship game. And, you know, a lot of attrition from last year. You lose your PIL Player of the Year. Owen Nathan graduates. He had a couple other graduating guys, and then a whole bunch of guys all transferred. And so what that leaves the Rough Riders with is a really, really young team. But they're talented. There's some talent there. Cameron Harris is going to be a real key guy. I believe another younger kid that I wasn't even, I don't think, probably wouldn't have originally played varsity, but Muller Dimhoff is going to be a key guy there at Roosevelt. And then one veteran guy they do have back is Lucas Moreira. He will be super athletic kid who will now really get a chance to show what he can do. And then another, you know, familiar name that's going to be joining as a freshman and probably starting right away is Ty Vale Hill, Terrence Hill's little brother, will be getting major minutes for the Rough Riders. So a really young team. With definitely some talent that'll be learning along the way for their coach, Jamar Lawson.
New faces, different, you know, they may do new faces, new places. That's kind of how it is right now, the state of Oregon. So they lost a lot of talent. I mean, you lost Owen Nathan, PIL Player of the Year, now to IT. Then you lose two other first-team PIL guys in Sirius Owens and Fuzzy going to Clackamas and Park Groves. But they did add a transfer in Juma Watley. From Gresham, left-handed, sturdy, a couple years of varsity experience. But there's another kid that they've been talking about who played well this summer, Andrew Kim. That's Bay Kim's little brother. He's definitely a force to be reckoned with. I could see him making a first or second team All-League this year if he plays this year. But, I mean, you know, it's high school basketball is. You come some years you're on top, some years you're rebuilding, things like that. But with that being said, I mean, Jamar Lawson's, Coach Lawson's first 2 years at Roosevelt was probably the greatest 2 year run in Roosevelt history. I think he did went 31-1 in league the last 2 years. That's pretty sure it's never been done in Roosevelt history. And so, I mean, you a lot of people like to keep people when they're down, but I mean, you got to give people their flowers. 31-1 with the second place finish in the state tournament is the greatest run Roosevelt's ever had. I mean, I remember I was talking to a kid, and, you know, kids nowadays, they got a short memory, 1 year span, you know. So I had a kid that decided to go to Roosevelt over Benson over the basketball history. And I was like, the 2 year history, but it's a great 2 year history. I mean, the probably the greatest coaching resume in Roosevelt history the last 2 years. So I got to give him his flowers for the last 2 years.
You know, this year will probably test Jamar Lawson's ability to, you know, to develop the kids, right? This is going to be a development year for them, and they have a tough road. And so, you know, just coming out the gate, you know, you're at West Albany, you're at Jesuit, you're at Oregon City, and then you have the Les Schwab. You know, that's a murderer's row right there. And so that's going to be tough for them. But, you know, seeing how they respond to that, the ability to grow, you know, I believe those tough games, you know, either make you or break you and show what type of players that you have. And so he's going to learn really quick and early on which guys he can depend on and which guys, you know, that he'll have to develop a little bit more. And so I think that's a good thing for him to have. You know, with his history at Roosevelt, you know, I think he has the ability to turn that program around for those guys to find the way sooner rather than later. And with that, that's our top six. And coming in at number seven, we have Cleveland. Jed, talk about Cleveland and how you think they're going to fare this year in the PIL.
Yeah, Cleveland coached by, of course, Sam Glasgow, who's been there a few years now. He inherited a program that had just made the state tournament, and they were still very dangerous the last couple of years. I would say a little bit of a rebuilding year. They do have a legit big man in Andrew Haas, who continued to really improve upon his game. They're going to really be counting on him a lot for scoring, rebounding, defense. He's got a potential to really do some, you know, first league, first team all league type stuff for the Warriors. And they've got a couple other experienced players. A couple that come to mind are guard Patrick Duque, and then also Siggy Stacy is a guy who showed up on a lot of stat leaders last year. You know, the thing with Cleveland is they've got a great system. Sam's a great coach. He's going to get his kids fired up to play to the fullest of their potential. He really gets the most out of all of his guys. And Cleveland, it's a gym that's going to be tough place to play. It's going to be the last year of this particular gym before the school goes through a rebuild and they move over to Marshall High School. And they usually have great support there at the Warriors gym. So, like I said, a little bit of a rebuilding year, but, you know, who knows? It's Cleveland's one of those teams that could surprise. They don't have a lot of big-time names other than maybe Andrew Haas. But maybe that's kind of the way they can sneak up on some people.
Yeah, Cleveland's one of those teams, they always outperform their prediction. Whatever they're predicted, they always go up a couple spots. So knowing Coach Sam pretty well, we were on the Benson staff together a couple years ago. So he's a great coach. The kids buy in. They're working out. They're going to be well-conditioned. They always play hard. And Andrew Haas is going to be a tough force to deal with in the PIL and in the state. He had a couple big-time dunks over some people this summer. He played with us with the Cascade Kings. And so Cleveland's just one of those teams. I'm never going down. We haven't beat Cleveland in like 4 or 5 years. So that's for us to win the PIL, that's our team we got to beat is Cleveland. So great coaching staff. And, you know, they're another team that you just got to beat. So definitely respect for that program. And I could definitely see them out doing their preseason prediction.
Cleveland, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that gym or the aura in it, but it's always hard to go in there and win. You know, every time you go in there, you know, it feels like you're in a dogfight, and the coaching staff does a great job of just muddying up the game a little bit, you know, and making it to where, you know, you have to honor their bigs and everybody around him. And so, you know, that place is always tough to play at. I don't count them out. I wouldn't be surprised if they finished in the top three just because of how their style of play and what they do. You know, it's a little bit different than the other teams in the PIL. And so that always gives them a little bit of an advantage over there. But looking forward to see how they develop that young group over there at Cleveland and see what those Warriors do in the last year in that gym. And then rounding out number 8 and 9, we have Franklin and McDaniel. Both teams super young, coming in the PIL, looking to, you know, start building something forward. Jed, talk about Franklin and McDaniel.
Yeah, so Franklin, a new coaching staff. They brought up, he was formerly at McKay. Connor Milani, he's probably one of the youngest coaches in 6A. But a tremendously enthusiastic young coach who's willing to take on anybody. He's building a brand new culture there at Franklin. Kind of building things from the ground up. He does have a 6'8 freshman in Roman Gertz, I believe that's his name. And Roman is going to start right away and be thrown to the fire, but he's a mobile big man who can really block some shots. And then offense will be coming along. And other than that, you know, there's a third-year starter, Emilio Lascano Villanueva, 6'3 rangy forward. And, you know, they're just learning on the fly. You know, they're getting used to his system. And he's a real energy guy and will really get the most out of his players. McDaniel is continuing to rebuild there. Head coach Aaron Boone is doing his best to keep players there. One player of significance who he believes will have some college potential is a kid, a senior named Weiming Zhu. Most people just call him Zhu. Kind of a talented all-around type player who will kind of be their main guy. So again, the Mountain Lions are just continuing to rebuild, and you know, Aaron's a experienced coach who will again have his guys coached up and ready to compete.
Definitely excited about seeing some of the new coaches and faces in the PIL. I mean, the new coach of Franklin, I met him at the Pro Insight, a young guy. He's like 25 years old, so probably the youngest coach in the state at any level. He has a couple of dynamic freshmen. One of them is 6'8 big man Roman. It seems like Franklin always has a big man. every couple years, they got a 6'8 plus big guy. And then McDaniel has a couple key guys come back from last year. They had a couple of freshmen that are on varsity, so looking to get more experience this year and win some league games. They ended their losing streak last year, and they're trying to build upon that. And so I could see Franklin McDaniel definitely not being easy outs as they were last year, coming up this year.
No, definitely. You know, McDaniel, you know, they have some good games for them early on in the season, you know, going down to the Hood River Valley in the Battle of the Bridges. It'll be a good contest for them to kind of see, engage where they're at, and see how they can, you know, utilize their guys over there. And then obviously they play David Douglas in Century as well at their gym. And then they do have to go against Park Rose, that juggernaut in 5A. So be interesting to see how they bounce back from that, and if Coach Aaron Boone can start building that foundation over there to bring them back to a little bit of prominence over there. And then over at Franklin with Connor Mully, let's see if he can, you know, as one of the youngest coaches in the state, see how he builds his program and gets those guys to buy in, you know. But again, he has, you know, a little bit of tough road starting out. Liberty, who, you know, isn't touted as one of the top teams, but they are well coached. They always very well disciplined. So it'll be interesting to see how they go, that young group at Franklin goes against them. And then you run into Beaverton, who's always going to be a well coached team. They have a couple of dynamic athletes over there. And then you back up and go to Forest Grove as well, which is a long drive for them, and you have to play in their building late at night. So those sort of things for young teams is always tough, but we'll see how the coach over there starts building that foundation for them moving forward.
Yeah, you know, the PIL is going to be a lot of fun this year. Right? You know, these are preseason predictions, but everything could turn upside down other than maybe the first two or three teams, I think. With young teams, what happens is they can progress very quickly, and by the end of the year, they can be really, really tough. It's just be interesting to see how everything all develops. It's going to be a really wild race, and maybe the PIL will be better than what a lot of people think.
No, definitely, PIL is going to be really good. They'll be solid, and it'll be fun to watch those youngsters grow. We'll really be able to see which coaches are really good at developing young talent over there, because that's what the PIL is a lot of young talent. You know, a couple questions, you know, for the PIL is like, can Benson be an Elite Eight team? Can Grant make some noise with their young guys? And can Cleveland do that first round upset, the way they mix up their styles? And then obviously Wells, you know, can Muhammad and Sufjan Carter and those guys over there bring that group to prominence, as they have a lot of talent with those guys?
Yeah, as you know, these are just predictions. And a lot of teams sometimes, you know, you go with the RPI rankings and things like that. I think I could see a lot of the teams of the PIL being better than their RPI shows by the end of the season. So we'll just see how the season goes and how they do, because a lot of PIL teams have a gauntlet preseason schedules. They thought they had players that they ended up not even having. So we got a lot of teams in the PIL that have tough schedules that they probably wouldn't have had if some of the kids wouldn't have transferred.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to hitting some PIL games as always this year. PIL showcase is always something that I tend to visit. And then also the MLK showcase this year, they'll showcase some of the top teams against some of the other top teams in the region.
No, definitely. MLK Day will be fun. We got Southridge versus Benson happening that day, and along with some other great matches.
You got Lake Oswego, Grant, and Jeff and Tiger are playing too, are some of the games I don't know off the top of my head.
And that'll wrap it up for our PIL preseason breakdown here at the Buckets in the 503. As you can tell, the PIL is going to be straight up entertaining, watching these young players develop into young men and see how far these coaches can develop and take them into the season. And we'll be covering the PIL all season long. So stay tuned and make sure you subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Music. Until next time, keep your buckets up in the 503.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.